Okay, I'm Alex Tillman.
I am Stephanie Putnam, and today we are talking about manipulation creation versus civilized creation. The beginning of the book introduces their society with the explanation of the process of creation, their manipulation of cells and immediate conditioning of embryos in order to control the caste system and way of life in their society. Huxley makes the point of going into great detail in order to promote and expand the difference of their advanced process of creation in opposition to the process that we have known and slowly advanced in. They're able to manipulate each cell to clone and create more than several, even hundreds, of the same individual by doing unheard of things such as regulation, oxygen, alcohol, etc., given to cells, producing the society's perfect human beings.
But in comparison to our world, their process of creation seems something beyond credibility, something almost sick and profane. In our society, it's our human nature to want children, to have maternal advancements instilled in us, developing to the point where procreation is something that we yearn for. We could also argue that over millions of years that man has existed, it's been both a spoken and unspoken fact that mankind's instinct is to procreate simply for the sake of continuing, whether it be an individual's relationship with the belief of a divine being creating our world and our existence, or in which we desire to create our own world by bringing up a family through our intimate process we go by. So, already we have two completely opposing ideas of creation that enable us to notice the diverse difference that Huxley creates in his book.
Also, in this book, Huxley brings in the life of savages, an excluded community of humans that we relate to as natives almost. These people created the largest comparison of society and creation that we have yet. The people are referred to as savages, have a barbaric way of life. I'm Alex.
And I'm Stephanie.
Thank you for listening.